Diego. All right, what's goody? I am back. I know I said that last time, and I said I'd record more often last time. Kind of lied to you guys. I'm sorry about that. All however many of you guys are there, I'm sorry about that. But I'm back this time, and I hopefully mean that I'm going to record more often. Yeah, last time I recorded was all the way back in March. And then I kind of stopped because I forgot about this thing I have called high school, and I forgot about this thing called fourth term and finals and year-long finals. And so I kind of forgot about that. And then I didn't forget about it and realized, oh, I have to study for those and I have to put the podcast away for now. And then other stuff happened, but don't worry about that. That's fine. We're fine now. Yeah. Hi. Long time no listen, I guess. For you guys. Yeah, I'm back. I had some troubles trying to record earlier today with this host platform I'm on, but it's fine. I got it fixed now, and we're all here, and we're all a happy listening family, because you guys are family now. You guys have no choice in that. You are my family. You are never to leave me ever, ever again. No, I'm just kidding. That's kind of dark, but anyways, I'm here, and I'm back, and it's July 4th. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I almost forgot what day it is. I've had a very long day. Yeah, I worked today and I opened and I closed today at work, and it was fun, but not really, because I was there forever and I went to bed at 6 a.m. and had to wake up at 9 a.m. But okay, enough about that for now. We're not going to go jump into most recent eats by Max. Plans for the podcast going forward, I guess. I plan to record on a weekly basis, maybe a bi-weekly basis, like twice a week. I think I use that phrase right. But I hope to record on a weekly basis now, because I've gotten myself into a place where I can, both with my family and with myself. Because I was at a point where I was not doing it for myself. I was doing it because I felt like I was obligated to and I was forced to. So I had to take that step away, also finals and stuff like that. And so I feel like I've gotten myself to a place where I can finally record because I want to record and because I love recording and I love what I'm doing. And I really do love doing this now. I loved doing it back then, but it was kind of just fading away because it was a lot of stress on me, because I was traveling every weekend to places all around the valley. I was traveling to Bonneville. I was traveling to American Fork. I was traveling all over the state for the basketball coverage. And it was getting very tiring. It was getting very wearing. It was a lot of late nights traveling, because sometimes I'd have to travel 30 minutes there, go watch the game, take notes throughout the entire game. Not saying I wasn't enjoying watching the games, but I was having to record everything going on in the games. Like, I was scrolling through my notes and they're just forever swiping, swiping, swiping for one game. And I wasn't necessarily taking in the game. I was, but I wasn't, because I was having to track everything. And then it was after the game, it was waiting another 30 minutes for players and coaches to leave the locker room so I could talk to them and interview them. And then it was another 30 minute drive, and I wouldn't get home until like 11 o'clock at night each night. And for a high school student, that's fairly late, because you have studying and you have everything you need to do. And so it got very tiring, very physically, and it got emotionally tiring, because it was just back and forth. It was the same thing every weekend. And I liked doing it. I loved doing it. But it just got to be to a point where I was doing too much. And so I needed to set it down and I needed to set it aside. And I did, so I could get better and so I could get to a point where I wanted to record, so I could get to a point where my prep is better, to where I could get to a point where my knowledge is more and greater. And so here we are, July 4th, 2023. It's like 9:30 at night, and I don't really care. I have to wake up early tomorrow, but I don't really care, because I want to do this more than I want to wake up early tomorrow, because I'm crazy and 17 now. But what's up? What's goody? Welcome to the podcast. might have already said that, but I don't really care. Welcome to the podcast. This is Basement Sports, your weekly, maybe bi-weekly sports podcast to catch you up on everything going on in the sporting world, both in high school, collegiate, and professional. High school won't really be a whole lot going on right now, considering how it's summertime. Everything catching you up in the sports world, professionally, collegiately, and high school-wise in the state of Utah. My name is Max Cooper, and I am your host tonight. I hope we're all having a pretty good night. Where to start? Let's just go to NBA, just because that's what I want to do. I host this podcast. The NBA draft. We'll start at the NBA draft. That was very fun. I really enjoyed the NBA draft. It was an extremely, extremely fun time. I believe it took place on June 22nd. And let's just say that it was very fun time watching as a Jazz fan to see what we were going to do. Because this is the first time in an extremely long time to where the Jazz have had a top 10 pick. I think the last top 10 pick we had was Dante Exum. And we all know how that turned out. He is made of glass and not strong glass, not bulletproof glass. Very, very thin glass, and he just breaks easily. But it was a very fun night. I just sat in my basement, ordered Del Taco, and watched Adam Silver's bald, scary, alien-like face and head announce draft picks. And the top, five was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Not in that exact order, like the players taken was exactly who I thought. The Spurs obviously drafted Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, 19-year-old out of France, Metropolitans, 92. He's 7'4". He can shoot like Kevin Durant. He has a handle like Kevin Durant. And he has the defense of Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert. Not this year, Rudy Gobert. This year, Rudy Gobert was absolutely garbage. But last year, Rudy Gobert, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, Rudy Gobert. He has that defense. People were talking about, his size, is he going to have injury problems? I don't know. He hasn't had injury problems up to this point in his career, and he played pro ball over in France. So, I mean, I don't know how it's going to translate in the NBA. And people are also talking about his frame and his build. And he said, I watched an interview with him on draft night. He said, if you look at me compared to last year and this year, my physique hasn't necessarily changed, but I'm a lot more steady and I'm a lot more firm. You don't have to be, and I really like how he said that, because you don't have to be this built 6'4", or in his case, 7'4", 225, 280, pure muscle, just built and jacked in an immovable object in the league. Obviously, it's important because you're going to need that, but he said he's a lot more steady, and that's what I really liked about that. He didn't say he was more built and he needs to bulk. He said he just needs to keep getting more steady and firm because he's in his body. Victor, he weighs, I don't even remember what he weighs. It's he weighs, I think it's like 234, 237, almost. Yeah, he's 7'4", 237. So he doesn't need to be this built, absolutely jacked man. He just has to be steady, and that's what he said. He's getting a lot more steady. Hornets is kind of when, number two is kind of when the draft technically started, I guess, because everyone knew who the Spurs were going to pick. But they drafted Brandon Miller out of Alabama. I really like that pick. He's a good forward with great finishing ability, decent defense, good passing, and a steady three-point shot. He's very athletic. And the only question about him is with his court case going on right now. There's no evidence against him, but he's in a case where apparently he provided a gun for the murder of an Alabama student when he was at Alabama. But there's nothing proving that. So, if anything, there's nothing questioning about him. Blazers, there was rumors of them maybe trading the third pick away to get another star around Dame. But instead, they draft his future replacement, Scoot Henderson. And we'll talk about Damian Lillard later. They draft Scoot Henderson. Russell Westbrook 2.0. He's a smaller guard. He's like 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". He's extremely strong and steady, kind of like with Victor. He's very built. He has a good three-point shot. He's a good passer, and he is freakishly athletic. He is the, oh my goodness, he is so athletic. Rockets at four, they draft Amen Thompson. I don't know how to say his name. One of the Thompson twins. He played in for Overnight Elite. Yeah, let's just say that's a good pick for them. Amen Thompson, he's 19, Overtime Elite. It's a YouTuber league. Not a YouTuber league, but like an influencer league type thing. And he and his brother dominated, frankly. They were very, very good. And they did everything they were supposed to there. Amen Thompson, he's point guard. He's like 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". He's kind of like Ben Simmons is basically what they're comparing him in a good way. Ben Simmons in a good way. He's not the greatest shooter, but he's shown that he's willing to develop his shot. And he is a fantastic passer. And he is a physical specimen. And he can finish like no other. And yeah, he's cool. That's what I have to say about Amen Thompson. He's cool. Pistons at five draft Asar Thompson. Thompson twins go back to back. Asar Thompson's kind of like his brother. Same type of build, same type of skill sets. Ben Simmons in a good way, except Asar Thompson is a much, much, much better defender than Amen is. Not saying that Amen is bad. I just said Amen's a really good defender, but Asar Thompson, oh my goodness, Asar Thompson is very, very good at defense. I think it was Asar. There was a video surfaced of him playing just a rec game with Anthony Edwards against Anthony Edwards, and he was guarding him. And of course, Anthony Edwards is going to score. He just got a massive contract extension. We'll talk about that in a minute too. And he did a very, very good job on Anthony Edwards, honestly. And yeah, it was very, I liked watching those videos. But honestly, overall, these picks are very, these are good picks for everyone. The top five was very good, well-rounded. And then if you want to see the rest of them, I don't have enough time to go in depth on everyone else, but yeah, overall, that was a very fun draft night, overall. And I really hopefully enjoyed, just all the trades. There were so many trades going on that night. I think it was like, there was a lot. I know the Mavericks made a bunch of deals that night. Same with the Celtics. They made a bunch of deals. They got a bunch of second round picks. And it was very, very, very fun just to watch. The Jazz had a really good draft, I think, in my opinion. They drafted Taylor Hendricks. Wow, sorry. They drafted Taylor Hendricks with the number 9 pick. And I really like Taylor Hendricks. He's 6'9", has like a 7-foot-plus wingspan, is very athletic, is a great shot blocker, is a great defender, and has a decent three-point shot, and is going to get better with his three-point shot. He has an NBA body, basically. And he has a really good skill set, and I think he'll fit really well in our system. And then we drafted Gideon George, I believe it was the 16th pick. He's a young guard out of Baylor. He's going to make shots and he's going to score. I think he's going to be our point guard of the future. And then with the 28th pick, we drafted the forward out of Ohio State. I can't remember his name right now. I'm very embarrassed. I should have this, but I don't. Oh, well, I'm not going to have it because I don't want to pull it up right now. But yeah, we drafted the forward out of Ohio State. A lot of people thought he was going to be there. We were going to take him at 16, and he fell all the way to 28. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know much about him. But if he was supposed to be there at 16 and we were supposed to take him there and he fell to 28, he's going to be good, I hope. Biggest surprise of the draft, Cam Whitmore. It has to be Cam Whitmore. Projected top 5, top 6 type pick, falls all the way down to 20. He was there for the Jazz at 9, and I was very surprised we didn't take him. He was there for the Jazz at 16, very surprised we didn't take him. And I was like, oh, he'll be there at 28. No, he just went to 20 at the Rockets. The Rockets at that point of the draft, they had a very good draft. And they just said, okay, you're here. Come on, let's go. Apparently, he had some really big character issues. He had terrible interviews and he had terrible workouts. And apparently, he left workouts early to go vape. So that makes a lot of sense then why he didn't necessarily get drafted very high. Screw it. Let's go to NBA free agency. Very, very fun and exciting times in NBA free agency. Lots and lots and lots and lots of money given out in NBA free agency. The probably worst deal given out, I'd probably have to say, is either the Jeremy Grant or Fred VanVleet deal. Jeremy Grant got a 5-year, $160 million extension when he should have not gotten that max deal, but they gave the Portland Trailblazers extended him. Instead of getting Damian Lillard another star, they give Jeremy Grant a max or the Fred VanVleet deal. 3 years, $128.5 million. $42 million a year. That's crazy. Like, that's just insane. Fred VanVleet, a 3-year deal, making $42 million a year, going from Toronto to Houston. So granted, Houston did make another move, getting another guard, but he's an inefficient shot chucker, as I would like to call him. And also, how is it that Fred VanVleet is going to be making more than Kyrie Irving, who re-signed with the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $126 million a year? Fred VanVleet's going to make $42.8 million a year. Kyrie's going to make $42 million a year. I don't think Fred VanVleet deserves to make more than Kyrie Irving in any universe. I don't care what Spider-Verse type world we're living in. Nah. Kyrie Irving always makes more than Fred VanVleet. Dylan Brooks signed with the Houston Rockets. I'm surprised he didn't go to China. Everyone was telling him to learn Chinese on a 4-year, $80 million a year, $20 million a year. That's a pretty good deal. Another deal that really surprised me, honestly, was the Austin Reaves deal with the Lakers. 4-year, $56.2 million. Like, he got fleeced. He should have got way more, but he decided to stay in LA because the Lakers, they re-signed D'Angelo Russell on a 2-year, $37 million. They signed Gabe Vincent from Miami to a 3-year, $33 million, $11 million a year contract. And they signed Cam Reddish, too, from Portland to a 2-year veteran minimum. Sorry. So, I mean, like, I don't understand. Oh, and they also got Jackson Hayes, the center, for 2-year veteran minimum. Oh, and Taurean Prince. 1-year, $4.5 million. So, another minimum. But I'm really surprised that Austin Reaves signed with the Lakers. As soon as I saw that they re-signed D'Angelo Russell and that they signed Gabe Vincent, I'm like, okay, Austin Reaves is gone. And I was kind of hopeful as a Jazz fan that they'd be able to get him, but obviously not. But yeah, I don't think he got his value. Honestly, I really don't. Some other deals that went down that I think are important. Kyle Kuzma re-signed with the Wizards. 4 years, $102 million a year, $25 million. Fred VanVleet still making more than Kyle Kuzma, which is just, I don't know. That can kind of be justified, but I don't know. Chris Middleton re-signed with the Bucks, 3 years, $102 million. Like, it's honestly very, very, very surprising. Honestly. Like, I don't understand all of this. How these people are getting more money. Joe Ingles signed with the Magic, 2 years, $22 million. I'm so proud of Joe. I'm so happy for Joe. Yeah, so far in free agency, a whopping $1.9 billion. Not million, billion dollars. Billion with a B. Elon Musk money. $1.9 billion has been spent in free agency. The average salary per year is going to be 11.4 right now, as of right now, today, July 4th. And the most money potentially spent as of right now is 1.9. Right now it's like 1.899. So it's 1.9. So it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And, oh, the Suns trade for Bradley Beal. It was a very fun trade. It was very surprising. And the Suns just went out and signed the most mid players that they could find to fill their lineup because they have no money. They have no money at all because they have two Supermax players in Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, two Supermaxes on the same team. Oh, and Kevin Durant's a max contract. Oh, and DeAndre Ayton's a max contract. So four of their five starting lineups are maxes and supermaxes. Half of it it's insane. So they went out and they signed Damian Lee. They re-signed Damian Lee. He'll probably start for them. They signed KDS Bates Diop. He'll probably come off the bench for him. Bates Diop, a bum, a nobody, a person who has been out of the league for a minute. He was on the Spurs, but he didn't get minutes. Is going to be getting key rotational minutes for the Phoenix Suns. And people are saying this team can win a championship. They have no bench depth. If one thing has proven anything with the Suns and with super teams in general, you need bench depth. That's just what you need. You just need bench depth. Because if you don't have a good solid bench, you're not going to succeed. Because as soon as your starters go out, you're done for. The other team's just going to score 1,000 points on you and you're not going to be able to score because you're playing G League players against quality rotational NBA players. It's just not going to work for them. It's just not how that works in the NBA. I'm sorry. I'm not picking the Suns to win a title until they show me that they have a good bench. Caris LeVert resigned with the Cavaliers, which is a really good deal for him. 2 years, $32 million. Thought the Jazz could maybe get him as just another player, but apparently not. Dennis Schroeder left the Lakers. He 2 years, $25.4 million with the Blue Jays. Nope, not baseball, with the Raptors. Wrong Toronto team, wrong sport. Trey Jones, another point guard, or another guard that I thought the Jazz could have got. 2 years, $20 million, re-signed with the Spurs. Makes me kind of sad. Seth Curry, another guard who I thought the Jazz could get, went back to Dallas on a 2-year, $9.2 million deal. And so, yeah, that's just, like, NBA free agency is crazy right now. NBA in the world right now is crazy. Damian Lillard requested a trade, and I think the top contenders are Miami and Brooklyn. I think the Jazz are a really nice dark horse. Danny Ainge has been fleecing the entire league. He fleeced the Atlanta Hawks big time. We traded Rudy Gay and 1 second-round pick for John Collins. John Collins, who averaged 13 points per game this year, 17 points per game last year, 20 points per game 2 years ago. So yeah, that's a very steady decrease, and he's on a very big contract. But I feel like we can get the most out of him here in Utah. He was born in Layton. His parents were in the military, Hill Air Force Base. He was born up there, and then he moved to Florida. But yeah, Utah native, I guess, back in Utah. That's always nice to see. But I feel like Danny Ainge is going to have something to do with this Damian Lillard trade. Will probably either be the team that gets Lillard, or will just be the third team involved to get Lillard, or just the third team involved so we can make cap space work like that, probably with the Heat maybe, and we'd probably get Hero out of it, and that he can be our point guard. Yeah, that's what that is. And honestly, I wasn't very surprised when Lillard asked for a trade, but he did. When he did, because I was just chilling on the couch in the morning, just scrolling, and it popped up, like, oh, Damian Lillard requested a trade. That's cool. The Suns are going to be garbage. They're not going to be garbage. They're going to be good in the regular season. They're going to fall apart in the playoffs because they have no bench. Wherever Damian Lillard goes, that's automatically a better team. The Spurs are also another dark horse to pair Lillard with Wemby, and that'd be very scary, and I'd fear for my life if I was anybody. And yeah, maybe he comes to Utah. He went to Weber State, Lillard did, all the way up there in Orem, Utah. Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's just very, this NBA offseason, I thought the NBA, people always say, oh, the NBA is so boring when it reaches the offseason, or when it reaches the finals, because there's nothing going on. There's always going to be storylines in the NBA. Draymond Green, sorry, just one more contract I just remembered. Draymond Green re-signed with the Warriors, 4 years, $100 million, $25 million a year. But the NBA offseason is like a whole new sport and a whole new season in and of itself. So that's why I love the NBA so much. And that's why I love the NFL so much, is because they always have news in the headlines year round, especially the NBA and especially the NFL. Major League Baseball, not so much. Because as soon as it gets wintertime, no one really cares about baseball. It's too cold to play baseball. You can't do that. But you can play football year-round. There's inside stadiums. You can play football in any weather. If it's snowing, people love to play football. That's why it's in the wintertime. There's Super Bowls in February. It's really hot outside. You can play football. 4th of July, people play a bunch of football. Same with basketball. You can play basketball in any weather. You can go to your local gym. Most gyms nowadays have a basketball court. Or you can play outside in the summertime, and if it gets cold, go to the gym and play inside. And so you can play football and basketball anytime, and I feel like that's why their storylines are more, because people know they can play it anytime, so it's more out to a broader audience, and so there's more fans of them, and so there's going to be more storylines. And so they're just better sports. I love baseball. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big baseball guy. I love baseball. But it's just, that's the problem with baseball. They're kind of dying out because they're not big in the off seasons. You talk about, oh, these huge big prospects, Ellie De La Cruz, O'Neill Cruz, Wander Franco, all these great, amazing prospects. Yeah, you can talk about prospects all you want, but baseball is just, like, it's kind of boring to watch if you don't know what you're looking for and you don't know what you're watching. Like, people have told me so many times, baseball is so boring to watch. I can obviously disagree, because I know what I'm looking for, and I love the game, and I love the stats behind the game, and I just love everything about the sport. But it's just, it's a slower game. Basketball is a very high-paced game. Football is America's game, and NFL is king. I was working today, and I was reorganizing some stickers. I work at Lids now. It's a sports apparel store. And I was reorganizing some stickers, and I just noticed how many more NFL stickers. I'm like, okay, that's just an anomaly. Everyone bought the NBA ones. No. And then I was looking at it and reorganizing lanyards. There's so many more NFL ones. And I asked my coworker, how many NFL lanyards have you sold? He's like, I have sold so many NFL lanyards. Like, how many NBA ones have you sold? I've sold a decent amount. How many MLB ones? He's like, I haven't sold a whole lot. There was more NFL lanyards because that's what we got more. And there was more NBA lanyards because that's what we got more of. And there was less MLB lanyards. It's like, oh, because people bought them. No, people don't really buy that because baseball isn't as popular. If baseball is able to figure out how to get a more exciting product on the field and on the screens and on the televisions and on, so we can get people's butts in seats, so then attendance numbers will go up, then that's great. And then their numbers will go up, merch will go up, and yeah, I hope it does, because I love baseball and I want to succeed. Oh, by the way, the A's are moving from Oakland to Vegas. It's a very fun idea. It's official now. We thought they were going to come to Utah. Utah might get a major league team, though. We're pushing for it. We're going to put it like out there by like Rose Park areas where we'd put the stadium. We already have like renderings for it. We have a very stable like system. And so that's why our odds are pretty high for it. We have a very stable set plan. Like, we know who's going to buy it. We know what they're going to do it for. We know where we're going to put it. We know all this stuff. We probably already have a name lined up and everything. And we got just like everything we need for that. And then we also got maybe getting a hockey team. We might get the Coyotes from Arizona. They suck. Congratulations to the Golden Knights, Vegas Golden Knights, on winning the NHL Stanley Cup. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets for winning the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat. Miami Heat, you had a very fun playoff run. Also props to the Florida Panthers in hockey, NHL 8 seed, making it all the way to the Stanley Cup Final to lose to the Golden Knights. Miami Heat was also an 8 seed, so Florida had a very good 8 seed year. That'll do it for me for tonight. I gotta go to bed. I'm tired. But yeah, I hope and I pray and I know that I will be getting more consistent with this. And I'm back. I know I said that last time, but I am back. I repeat, I am back. Have a good night, guys.